verse 18 advises us to get to know the author of the word that we'll be studying, and that's what we want to do. So we pray, open my eyes, Lord, that I may see wonderful things in your law and in your word. Amen. I want to welcome each of you to this class. This is a different way to approach Bible study. Okay, it's a specific methodology that I end up using. A lot of times when we go to a Bible study class, somebody will tell you, this is verse 1, and this is what we're going to study, and this is what I want you to believe. This is what I believe. And I call that the grandfather approach to God's word. Okay? I'm learning what somebody else has learned. The purpose of what I'm trying to do with this course here is different than that. What I want you to do is be able to open the Bible and understand it better than you probably do now. A technique that I have used for the last 11 years in my life, and the methodology, the PQRST approach, I've been using for 45 years. So I finally got them combined, and this was the result, and Ron has asked me to teach this, and I thank the elders of the church for giving me this opportunity. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is pass, make sure that you have at the top of your pretest, okay, the month of your birth and the date of your birth, but not the year. And then also, what's your favorite Bible verse? Okay, make sure, pardon me? You don't have a pretest? Somebody's willing to give up the, okay. We need, okay. As I mentioned to people that were starting off in the class, that were here earlier, the pretests are to help you. At the end of the course, you're going to be taking the exact same test again. And you may not have gotten any of the questions right now. That's okay. But at the end, when you see how many you have gotten right, you're going to see that you can learn. It's possible to use this approach to end up helping you in your Bible study. So this is going to be a tool only for you. So the reason why you have the birth date on there is for you, okay? I will never know whose paper belongs to whom, okay? So at this time, I'm going to ask you to take the pretests and pass them to the center of the room. Now, does everyone have one of these folders? Everybody's got one? Jerry, do you have one? Jerry? Yeah. Thank you, sir. Okay. Get some disclosures that we want to do right off the bat so that everybody's on the same page, okay? There's somebody that wanted to take the class that's in Spain, is not able to attend the class. So the class, we do have a telephone, and we're going to try to record the class then we'll email the class to him along with the handouts so that he can take the course. So I'm excited about that. We're trying it out today. So just so that you're aware, the class is being recorded, okay? Okay, another disclosure from your handouts in the packets that you have. I want to thank Patricia. Makes me look like I know what I'm doing. Okay. You have the It's Alive. Well, okay. And then on the next page, okay, the title page, then you come. Using the PQRST approach to studying 1 Peter. Everybody have it?
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing I want to just mention is we've got the class schedule there and the topics that we're going to be covering each week. And then some more disclaimers that we have to want to. This course is not intended for advanced Bible study, scholarly research, or somebody that's in the seminary. So if that's what you're taking the course for, you're probably in the wrong class. This course is also not intended to learn how to finger point and hurl scriptures at one another. This is not for argument, okay? The purpose of the class, okay, is my hope is that for each and every one of you, the Bible will just absolutely come alive in your life. I'll never forget the first time I used this, and I got to this point where I said, wow, God is so awesome. He wrote this in His Word just for me. And that's what they call rhema, where God's Word speaks to you in a very, very personal way. So what we're going to be doing is learning a technique to help us to do that. Now, when I first started to, when I got saved in 1979, and I started doing a little bit of Bible thing, the first thing I ended up doing, I mean, I could tell every one of you what you needed to know in the Word of God. Okay? And I never applied it to me. Okay? So that's not what we want to do with this class. What I'm hoping is going to happen is when we meet one another before the service or after the service, instead of just having small talk, do you know what I learned in God's Word this week? You know how God spoke to me? And the other person will say, wow, praise God. You know what God said to me about that passage? And you'll be able to share. So this is intended to be an encouragement for one another. Okay? So it's for personal Bible application. Now, a couple of words of caution, which is C on that first page. Although personal Bible study is important for spiritual growth, it's not a replacement for hearing the Word of God preached by skilled, trained preachers at work. God has called some men to be pastors, to go to the seminary, to learn hermeneutics, how to prepare messages, how to prepare the Word, to listen to God in a special way. God, what is it that you want the church to hear from the message that I'm going to be presenting today? Okay? That's a whole separate set of skills. Okay? So personal Bible study is not a replacement for this. This does not mean if I'm reading my Bible, I can stay home and I never have to come to church again. That's not what it means. Okay? What it should do is help us to understand, like this morning, Ron's message. Okay? We'll be talking about things like this too. It'll help me to understand Ron's message better and how to better apply it in my own life. Okay? Or when Vinny preaches or one of the elders preach. Okay? The second thing is, personal Bible study is for sharing how God is working in one's life. It's not for arguing points, disputing, or causing divisions. Okay? Now, the next page. Okay? We're going to go over this first material pretty quickly because you'll have it. You can read it. You can look at it. If you have questions, we can talk about it, at another time. Because we are limited on the amount of time that we have today, I want to really spend most of our class talking about the PQRST approach, because that's what we're going to have to start applying right away. Okay? Four key words when we're doing Bible study that I think are really important for us to know. One is inerrancy. That refers to God and God's Word. Okay? Inspiration is what the Holy Spirit did to the authors of Scripture to help them to write the Word. Interpretation, okay, is a special set of skills to understand some passages in Scripture can be difficult to understand. And people have been having good Christian believers have different views on them. Okay? So this will help us to interpret. What I am looking for mostly from this course, okay, is illumination. Okay? The Holy Spirit illuminates His Word. Who better to teach me what is meant in the Word of God than the author? God, okay? So nobody better can teach me. So what I want to make sure I do is every time I study, I want to make sure I pray, Holy Spirit, God, just help me to have your word come alive. Help me to understand what it is that you want me to know right now in my life. What do you want me to learn? And we'll be going some specific questions that we'll do. So we'll let you read over that. Again, if you have any questions on that, we can talk about it at some other point. Okay, another thing I thought that I should mention at least briefly is some popular types of Bible study. Okay? You know, Bible study is not Bible study is not Bible study. Okay? There are all different types. Okay? And on this page here, there are a whole group of examples. This one here is what they call a book study because we're using the book of 1 Peter to move forward from here. Okay? While we're doing 1 Peter, we're also going to look at some word studies, okay, which is another type of a Bible study. So there are a whole bunch of types, and one of these may suit you better than another. That is between you and God. You may want to try one and then move on and try a different type of Bible study, okay? There's not one right and the rest a wrong way, okay? We do it as the Holy Spirit leads. Okay, the next page. After all that,
that would be a part that I really like.
Okay. The PQRSP approach to studying. It's a separate handout. This is the handout. Okay, so this is what we're going to want to go to. Now, don't worry about the homework thing and everything like that. We'll go over that later. Okay? Now, PQRST approach. If you remember that on the your paper here. I should pick these up before I lose them. Thank you. Bruce, I'll have to get one for you. Okay? Okay, you remember from your pre-test, what are the five parts to the PQRST approach? Okay, what do you think the five parts are? Glancing through this brochure.
Preview
is one. Okay. What's another one? Okay. Preview, quiz,
read,
yeah, the three R's, but it's not reading, writing, and arithmetic, it's read, record, and review, okay? And once we've read the material, what do?
Study.
Study.
Okay. Yeah.
And then?
Test.
What I'm going to ask you to do at this time is open the package of 3x5 note cards that you have in front of you. I am a big believer in note cards, and as I've been preparing for this class, I've been reading the book of 1 Peter through every day. And every day, I come through one thought, and I write down, you know, like in this case here, 1 Peter 5:5c from the Amplified Version on June 13th reminded me, God sets himself against the proud, the insolent, overbearing, disdainful, the presumptuous, the boastful, and opposes, frustrates, and defeats them, but gives grace, his favor, and blessing to the humble. Now, what I do is I put a lot of notes on note cards, and I learned this trick in college, okay? Because by writing the note cards, I can keep them in my shirt pocket. Ladies, you can keep them with your purse or your pocketbook or whatever, but you can keep them handy. Now, I know that many of you... all you'll need is one right now. Yeah. A lot of you are using iPads, iPods, me pads, you pads, whatever. Give me a break. I'm 65, okay? I don't understand all this stuff, all right? So I'm old-fashioned. I use the note cards. If somebody has a way that you can use this on your phone, please let me know. I'm willing to learn, okay? But I'm just a slow learner, all right? I use the note card because it'll help me to study as we go along. On your first note card, okay? One side has the lines on it, okay? On that side, write down preview, quiz, read, study, and test. On the other side of the card, okay, at the top, put down PQRST. Now the reason why I will do that is I'll look at the card, I'll pull the card out of my pocket, and it says PQRST. I know. Preview, quiz, something or the other, study and test. I can flip the card over and I look at it. Because I don't know about you, but when I'm studying something, I like to review what I know because it makes me feel good. But that means I never learn the rest of the stuff. This way here on my note card, if I don't know everything that's on that note card, I just put that, keep that in the front of the pile, and the next time I pick up the note cards, I review that one again until I get it. Then I put it at the back of the pile, and I move on, okay? So we're going to be using some note cards for the sake of today, but if you can, apply it to your iPhone, iPad, notepads, or whatever you use, you can do that also. I'm not sure how easy it is going to be to move thoughts from one, from the front to the back on that, because I'm ignorant about that, okay? All right, so the first card is PQRST on one side, then the second side is preview quiz. So now, what does the brochure say preview is? Okay, preview. We're going to be looking for titles, boldface print. Now, you already did this, and you did it successfully. I asked you, what are the main parts to PQRST? So somebody looked and said, oh, preview. Somebody else said, quiz. And the bold face, the large type, that tells you it's something important, something you want to remember. Sometimes, especially in our Bibles, the headings at the beginning of sections will be in italics. So that tells us there's a whole series of thoughts that go along with this one theme that I want to end up learning. So, watch what we can end up doing with note cards. If I can erase this. I develop little tricks to help me remember stuff because my mind works better that way. Okay, I'm an active person. I can't just sit there and read because if I just sit there and read and read and read, I did that for my first 2 years in college, and I had a solid D+. average, okay? It didn't work. And then a friend showed me this, and then I went to a B plus average because I was actively learning. I'm an active learner. Okay, under preview, on that section in the brochure, okay, preview. What's the first thing that we're looking at? What's the first
thing we're looking at?
Okay. Next.
Bold face.
Okay, so we'll call it bold.
Italics.
Underline.
All caps.
Caps.
Font style.
Font size.
Highlighted material.
Highlight.
Pictures, drawings, cartoons.
Oh yeah, pictures, drawing, cartoons. Yeah. Now, if you take another note card, and on the side with, on the back side, the side with all the lines, just write these words right here, if you would notice. This was one of the biggest breakthroughs for me because when I wanted to start to remember things in the scripture, and it helped me to start to learn how to memorize scripture, I would come up with secret little codes that I was the only one that could figure it out. So if you look at my notes in college, you'll find out that most people cannot understand my notes because I'm using all kinds of codes, but it helps me to remember. Then when I would get to an exam in the class, the first thing I'd do is I'd sit down and write all these codes down on the back of my paper. So I didn't have to write crib notes on my shirt sleeves and stuff like that. I just did all that. It drove my professors crazy. But I found out that this really works for me also in scripture. Okay. Ron this morning was talking about the prodigal son and his older brother. Okay, so on a note card, I would end up taking something and I'd write down younger and elder, okay? One of them was more along the lines of legalism, the other one was along the lines of libertarianism, right? Which one was which?
Anybody the younger was libertarianism.
The what?
The younger
was libertarian, right?
The elder was legalistic.
Well, to me, that struck me. It may not have struck any of you because God works differently in each of our own lives. But you know, I want to walk the line in Scripture where I'm not libertarian, where I'm just completely free going, anything goes, and I don't want to be the legalist because then I become judgmental over everybody else. So for me, that's important. I would write that down on a 3x5 note card to remember that of something that Ron specifically said this morning in the message, because then it applies to the country, it applies to me, it applies to dealing with other people, it applies, you know, and I can just make all kinds of applications for it. So that's one thing that I would do. Okay, on the back side of the card, on the front side of the card, okay, put down preview at the top, just right on the other side, preview, the blank side of your card, write preview, please. See, these are very personal things, personal little tricks that we're going to use as we're studying, as we go along and study the Word. Okay. I talked about coming up with some abbreviations. I can put these in any order I want, because it's for me. Okay? When I look at something, what is it that I want to look for? I can look at any one of these. So I might start with, a B. Okay, see the first letter on each of these? T, B, I, U, C, font. Okay, and font again. There's two fonts. Right? Highlights, pictures, and diagrams. Okay. So now, what can I do to come up with something? Well, there's two Fs. Okay, the font size and font style. That might be the biggest one that I have to hold. So, on the side that you wrote all of these things down, find a spot on there and put down like 2F. Okay, so we know that's the font size and font style, right? Okay. Let me see, get those, get that one. Okay, now how about bit, B-I-T, right? See what's happening? I'm breaking this down. To try to memorize 10 different items, 10 different points, is very difficult for me. So what I do, I'm just remembering 2F. I remember that's my font size and my font style. Okay, boldface, italics, okay, and what was it? Titles. Okay, see what I'm doing? You can mix these up, whatever's going to be helpful for you. Okay, and we do that with the rest of the letters, okay? Feel free to write on these cards any way you want, make any kind of notations, okay? Because they're for you to help you remember what it is that you want to do, okay? So now we have two note cards, okay, in our pocket. Okay, what we're going to do is as we read a passage of Scripture, okay, like today we put down Galatians, okay, chapter 5, verses 1 to 15. Okay, what would we give that as a title for the message? Freedom, right? What was the title that we were given this morning?
Foremost
and
fragile.
There you go. So you could have, I could have a note card. I took notes on this sheet of paper here. When I get home, I'm going to translate those notes onto my 3x5 note card so that I can remember what it is that the message was all about. Okay? The key points. Okay? Every time I come to church, every time I listen to a message, I want to ask God, before the service starts, help me to get one point out of this message. Just one point. That's all I'm asking you for. And you're going to find out God is good. He's going to give you more than one point. Okay? But the act of listening is very, very important for us to do. All right, after I go through all of this material, I quiz myself, okay? And you ask yourself, or have somebody else ask you, what is it that I've already learned? And you write it down or you tell the other person. Now, the way this works, okay, without looking at our cheat sheet, without looking at your note cards right now, okay, when we previewed the material, what did we say the five parts are?
Preview.
Quiz. Then the read, record, and review, yeah, okay, study, and test, okay? I already know what this information is about. It's given me power in my life. I know what this is already about. I know bits and pieces of it. Okay, what are a couple of the parts on the preview that I have to do? What are the parts? I have to look at the boldface type, right? The two Fs. Anybody know what those
are?
Font size? Font style.
Okay.
Underlies, but bold, italic. Okay, you're getting it, okay? See how we've already taken something that was completely foreign to us this morning. We've started to understand it. The same thing can happen in Scripture and will happen. Okay? The read, the record, and the review, okay, are the next portion. So now if you look, okay. I just want to go to 1 Peter. Okay. So if I open my Bible to, not 1 Peter today, Galatians from the message this morning.
Where are you going? Galatians.
Going to Galatians, the book of Galatians, right where we were this morning for the Those of you that have your Bibles, thank you. And if you don't, if you want to bring it with you, okay, the materials that I'm preparing for you, we're going to use one standard version of 1 Peter so that everybody has exactly the same material to work with. But I want you to be able to look at your Bible and apply it in your Bible. So, if I look at the book of Galatians, and I look at chapter 5, my particular Bible has as a heading for chapter 5, it's in italics, okay, freedom in Christ, okay? So that whole next section from verses 1 to 15 deals with one topic of freedom in Christ. If you have a Bible, you may have a different heading. Does somebody have a different heading?
Walk by the Spirit.
Walk by the Spirit. Okay. That's another good one. So, wait a minute here. Which Bible is right?
The teacher's.
why is there a difference? Okay. It's not that one Bible is right. Remember, we're not arguing your Bible is better than mine, my Bible is better than... We're not doing that, okay? I want to walk freedom in Christ, but now I've got a whole different perspective that I can learn. Walking in the Spirit. If I'm walking in the Spirit, what am I doing? I'm walking in the freedom of Christ. So I now know two things about that besides what Ron ended up teaching, or reinforcing what Ron taught us this morning. Okay? So that's a good thing. Now, in that, somebody have something else for title? A heading? Dave?
The nature of Christian freedom.
Nature of Christian freedom. Wow. Okay. So what's the nature of Christian freedom? If I add these together now, right? Nature of Christian freedom means walking in the Spirit, and it means walking in freedom in Christ. Okay? Those are three different thoughts that I have today that I can understand the passage that Ron preached from in a totally different way. Okay? I can meditate on each one of these. And I say, God, what does it mean for me to have your Spirit in my life? Well, he's going to give me freedom in Christ. What does that mean? What does that look like? I already know that freedom isn't just libertarianism, okay? Libertinism, whatever. I know that it's not just legalism, so what does it look like in my life? I'm applying Ron's message to my life using the headings in my Bible. Okay, somebody have a different one? Different heading. Okay. At the end of verse 15, starting verse 16, this Bible has as a heading, Life by the Spirit. Okay. So it starts off with one emphasis and then it moves on to another. Bless you. So that's how we end up using headings in the Bible. So the chapter that Ron preached from this morning, verses 1 to 15, was about freedom, the Holy Spirit, and the nature of freedom. All right? The second part of the chapter talks about walking or led by the Spirit, according to this one. On the back table, okay, I've got 19 different Bibles that are out there. Okay. Because the Bibles that we have are all different. I am not telling anyone, this is the Bible that you need to buy. Okay? It doesn't work that way. Okay? It's what the Lord leads for you. If you have questions about that, then you ask Ron, you ask Vinny, ask one of the elders, ask one of the deacons, somebody who's got a walk in Christ that you're going to ask them. We'll be looking at different features that different Bibles have as we go through this course and we're going through the chapters. Okay? So, you've got a whole bunch of different Bibles. I even included on the table, just so that you know, okay, I've got, 17 of them are from a standard Protestant biblical interpretation kind of way, okay? To present the Bible notes that they have in them from different perspectives, okay? Now, don't shoot me. One of them is a Jehovah's Witness Bible that's over there, okay? What they call their Bible. Okay, and another one is a Roman Catholic Bible, which is written from the Roman Catholic perspective. So the big thing is, whenever we're using any materials or buying Bibles, we want to understand what the bias is of the person or the group that's putting out the Bible. Okay? Because that's going to make a difference as to how I interpret things. For instance, you're going to have the Baptist church, and when I could say that it was through a Baptist church, okay? They're going to tend to be very conservative, very, very legalistic, fundamentalist, okay? This is what I said, this is exactly what I have to believe, okay? You've got the people that are more Pentecostalish, okay, who believe in the freedom of the Spirit. That's another perspective. So they're going to have a heavy emphasis on the Holy Spirit and using the Holy Spirit and understanding the Holy Spirit. The Baptists will talk about baptism, and this is very, very word-for-word interpretation of what the Scripture ends up saying. Okay, so you get the whole gamut. The nice thing about a church like Crossroads is we don't get into arguments about you shouldn't be using that scripture, you shouldn't be using this. We use the one that the Lord has called us to, and we work with that. So I'm going to invite you to use your Bible, bring it in, because sometimes we have features in our Bible that I don't understand, and that just complicates everything even more. So what I'll end up doing is I'll take, you know, we can take your Bible and we can go through it, we can look at it a little bit more closely, okay? And explain how some of these features can be used in your study. Okay. Is everybody still with me, or did I lose everybody? Okay. Today we're not getting it, as you can tell, we're not getting into 1 Peter, okay, a lot. Because I want to make sure that we understand this PQRST here, that we're going to use it from now on, every week when we come in. We're going to be reviewing it, we're going to be using it, okay? That takes care of that. I want to make sure I'm not missing anything that I wanted to cut. PQRST. Okay. So, does anybody have any questions about the PQRST brochure? Okay. Pretty understand that? Or I got it so muddled that you'll never figure it out? Okay. If at any time when we're having the classes, okay, you have a question, a specific question, please ask it. I can't begin to tell you how many times I've been sitting down in the group and saying, oh my goodness, this has to be the most stupid question in the world. I'm the only one in the world that doesn't know this. And I'll ask the question, and I'll have three people after class go, thank you, I didn't know that either. I'm saying, I didn't want to ask it. So please don't be bashful. We're amongst family here, okay? Nobody's going to make fun of anybody. Nobody's going to think less of you if you have a question that maybe... if you don't know it, ask it, okay? We want to make sure we end up covering it. Okay. The next thing that we're going to do is we're going to go back into the handout, because I want to take a few minutes to explain this. Okay, on the PQRST approach to studying, there's a gray box on one page, and it says homework. Okay. First of all, it's important to ask for the Holy Spirit's illumination in studying. Okay? We need to keep doing it. And this is not my prayer time in the morning. Okay? It's not when I say, be with my Aunt Betty, and be with my puppy Sue, and be with... You know, this is not the time I'm doing that. There's a definite time, there's a place we need to be praying. We need to have that relationship with God. That is the most important thing that we have going for us. The Bible study is to help us to know God, to know His character, to know His attributes, and to know what He wants for my life. Okay? So when I pray, I don't make this a long prayer. Like we started this morning, it was very short. God, you know Psalm 118? Psalm 119, verse 18, tells me, open my eyes to see what you want me to see. Help me to get to know you better. Amen. And then I get into doing my studying, my reading and my studying. So as I'm giving you the homework assignment for 2 weeks, because next week we are not meeting, okay? Long before I knew we were going to have a Bible engagement course, long before I knew I was going to be teaching a Bible engagement, I had reservations made, so I'm going to be gone to New Hampshire for a few days with a friend of mine. So there will be no class next week, so you're going to have 2 weeks homework assignment, but it's very simple. You do the same thing every day, okay? On this page, you'll notice that it says the letter of 1 Peter in boldface type. Right? If you notice, that's 1, 2, 3. It's only 3 pages. Okay? You should have that memorized by tomorrow night. Okay. Seriously, what I'm asking you to do, okay, you'll notice it says the letter of 1 Peter. What's different about this than the way you're used to seeing 1 Peter? It's not broken up. Thank you. I like that word, broken up. In our Bibles, we have a lot of things that I call distractions. Okay? One of those can be how the chapters are in there. We'll be talking about that in one of the classes in the future. And how the verses get put in and how one thought goes from one chapter into another, and it just, you know, it doesn't seem to flow. I call that distraction, because I am very easily distracted, okay? So.
Me too.
No, thank you. I'm not the only one. So all I've got is the letter of 1 Peter written out. It's broken up into paragraphs, and it's like you're reading a letter from your friend. That's it. So I'm going to ask you, some point, starting tomorrow, okay? Read the letter of 1 Peter from here, okay? Read it through. Now, if you can't finish the whole thing in one sitting, put a little mark on the paper where you got. The next time you sit down, finish reading it from where you left off, okay? What we want to do is find out how much we're going to learn about the book of 1 Peter and what it has to teach us, just by reading the scriptures. Okay? When I realized I was going to be teaching class with 1 Peter as our basis this time, I started reading it. So I have no cards, no place. I did have. No? Oh, here they are. Okay. And what I have been doing for the last 2 months, as I've been preparing it, I've been reading 1 Peter through. And I could lie and tell you that I did it every single day like a good boy. And I didn't, okay? And chances are you're not going to either, but don't kick yourself to the curb, okay? You know, I might miss once, I might miss twice, it may take me 2 days to read it, that's okay. The important thing is that you've done it, okay? And what I did is, and this is what you're being asked to do on these papers, after the letter of 1 Peter says, session 1, homework assignment. Okay. Due at session on July 19th. So, on the first day, what do? Read the letter of 1 Peter through. Okay. And then, what is the one thought from the reading that stands out the most? After you've read the whole letter, what one thing stands out to you the most? Like, when I think of Ron's message today, sorry if I didn't get the main point that you intended, Ron. but I think of the balance between libertarianism, whatever it is, and legalism, okay? And for me, that really speaks out to me a lot, because that's a battle that I wage all the time. Okay, what's the one thought? Legalism, L versus L, okay, on my note card, okay? I will take that, and I will write it down on a note card, okay? Now, some people are not quite as, I'm obsessive about stuff when I get going. On the blank side of the card, I put down what the verse is, okay, that's stuck in my mind, all right? And I even put the date down at the bottom so I can go back. Sometimes it's helpful to go back and remember what the sequence was. And then on the other side, I put down the one thought. So on this particular day, June 17th, 1 Peter 3:4 from the New King James Version. Okay? The thought that stuck out to me out of the whole book was a gentle and quiet spirit. And so I wrote that on my note card and I kept it with me. And I'll tell you what kind of a difference this makes for me, okay? And I think it can do the same for you. I drive. I'm a delivery driver to deliver auto parts during the course of the day. And I think Framingham has to be the world's capital for jaywalkers. People on text messages, ladies doing their eyelashes, men shaving, anything but paying attention to driving. So come the end of the day, it's very easy for me, and I can, and I'll confess this to you, you know, it's a fault that I have. I can become a rageaholic, you know, as far as driving goes. I'll want to get even with that last person that just cut me off. I want to run that jaywalker over. I mean, I really do. But you know what happened? I had this card in my pocket one day. And every time I get to a traffic light, I pull out the card. A gentle and quiet spirit. Wouldn't you know it? A jaywalker comes flying by me. A gentle and quiet spirit. And it made all the difference in the world to me that day. That day I needed that so badly. And every time I get to a traffic light, pull this out again. That's the nice part about using note card, because note cards you can use while you're waiting in line at the registry of motor vehicles for 4 days. You can use it when you're in the supermarket, waiting in line. At the post office, Ruth.
Well, two things struck me today, and they're two verses together.
Okay.
So there's no rule here, but would you put two verses together? I mean, would you put, as you said, you put a verse, and then you put the thought on the other side.
Are both verses sequentially?
Yes.
Okay. You can write both verses on the same card, or if there's a slightly different understanding from both verses, write them on two cards.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Whatever works for you, okay? There's no... That's a great question, okay? Because sometimes that'll happen to me too. Now I do two cards. And again, I'll reach into my pocket and I'll... a gentle and quiet spirit. And another... there was another day that I was reading, and I'm sure I'm not going to find it. I had another personal note on how this works, and you're going to find that this is going to start happening in your life as soon as day one comes. God will speak to you with something. I was going through a struggle, and I asked to meet with Ron, okay, about something completely unrelated to this. Okay, in fact, I had already told Vinny, no, I'm not going to do the course. Okay. And Ron asked me to do it. I says, can I pray about it and think about it? Of course, did what he will do, what Vinny will do, what any of our elders or deacons will do. Yeah, go ahead. So I went home, and that night the Lord gave me two very specific questions that I needed to ask. So I called my accountability partner. I called Vinny, and I said, I got two questions for you. So we talked about those two questions. I went into the scripture, and that day, okay, I was reading the part that stood out at me. I just couldn't believe it. It's about using your gifts for the body. God gave me that direct an answer. I got on the phone, called Vinny back, and I told him that I would do it. Please pass the message on, and I emailed Ron and let him know. So, I mean, this is how God wants to have this line of communication with us, okay? And the sooner we start doing this, oh, man, I'll tell you, God is talking directly to me. I'm saying, God, how many years ago did you write this book, you know? And you had Paul write this letter specifically for me, okay? And that's what's going to happen. Sometimes he's going to end up telling, you know, like that gentle and quiet spirit, it's conviction of sin, okay, that I need to watch, I need to confess for. Then I bring it to God, okay? So that's what I use personal Bible study for. Okay, so that's day one with the note card. Day number two, okay, I love this part here. Okay, Do not read your note from yesterday. How's that, huh? Woo! How many times have you had a teacher tell you, don't read what you wrote down yesterday? Don't read it. Okay? Go back and read the letter of 1 Peter again. All right? What one thought, okay, from the reading stands out the most? This thought may be different from yesterday, and probably will be. Okay? Write this thought down on the note card. So you have 14 opportunities to do this. It is my between now and the next time we meet, which is going to be on the 19th. It's my sincere hope that you all can do it 14 times. Realistically, okay, I don't think we will. I'm going to be on vacation, and I'm going to ask you people to hold me accountable when I come back. Did I do it while I was on vacation? Okay, that I can really get distracted on vacation. So that's how we're going to approach this. That's what we're going to be doing for the first 2 weeks. So the week's break in there is really a good thing, and I think you're going to see a whole sequence, and then we'll process those, and then we'll move into chapter 1 of 1 Peter. Any questions? Ruth?
So are you going to address this last item, summary, before we get back together?
Summary.
Page 14 is not repeated, so repeated within a summary. So we're not looking at any of our notes till that very last
until
day.
Until the very last day, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And the summary, see if you find any thoughts that keep repeating to yourself. Now, I find out that I'm thick, okay? Sometimes it takes me quite a while to end up getting the message, okay? God's been dealing with me for that for 65 years now, and he knows I'm a thick-headed mule. So sometimes what's going to happen, there'll be 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, I'm getting the same major thought from 1 Peter. Guess what that means? God wants me to know that. It's a message that God is very, very clearly trying to get through to me specifically. Yes?
So just to be clear, for the first 2 weeks, we're not doing that card in the pocket thing whereby we take it out in traffic and all that. We're just putting it aside for 2 weeks.
Okay, no, what I would recommend that you do is review the PQRST card that you have, okay, to remember what the parts are. So when we get together next time, we'll end up getting right into it. We're going to review it and then move right into them using them, okay? So do that. And then I would recommend, if you want to see how God can use the thought that he's given you, keep the cards with you, and every day look at a different card, or look at the same card all day long, whichever, and you'll see how God speaks to you. You know how the scripture tells us to meditate on the Word of God? This is how we get it inside of ourselves. It's not necessarily sitting down and memorizing a verse. It's, what does this mean? What does it mean for me to have a gentle and quiet spirit? And every time I got to a traffic light, he reminded me of that. So when I met that next jaywalker, when I met that next person that was texting and driving, when I, you know, all those things that really irked me, the thing that was in me is a gentle and quiet spirit. I think it's Luke 12, 37, something like that. Out of the overflow of a man's heart, so he speaks. Okay? So if I'm meditating on this all day long, when something comes up, the Holy Spirit's going to bring that back to memory. So I would encourage you to keep it with you all day long and keep rereading it all day long.
All right, so it's only at the point where we sit down to do the next assignment that we do not...
Do not go back and
only
review.
At that point.
Only at that point, okay. Yes. Yes.
So the way I'm interpreting that is we're reading 1 Peter, the letter of 1 Peter daily without looking at the previous day cards. Then during the day or whenever, then you can go through your cards.
You can go through the cards, yeah.
But don't try and put your thoughts for the previous day prior to reading 1 Peter.
Correct.
Again.
Correct. Okay. So you're not trying to memorize the thoughts from every day. We just want God to use it to speak to us as we're going along. Okay? I've got a favor to ask you. The person at the far end of the table, along here, would you be willing to sacrifice one of your note cards and print your name on it and pass it down so everybody at your table writes their name? And over here, the person at this end, coming down. We have more people here, praise God, than what signed up for the class. And I'm grateful for that. I'm really, really happy that you're all here. So once we do that, okay. Are there any other questions? I will be around. Bruce.
Tori is driving to New York today, so she could be wherever she wants to be here. You want her name on a card too?
Yes, please. Because then we'll know about Patricia. I don't know if I mentioned this at the start of class or not, okay? I had a whole bunch of notes all together and everything else, and Patricia put them together so that they would be like this and very, very attractive. Bring the folder back with you, because next time we're going to give you some more handouts, and you put the alligator clip on them, and all of your papers are going to be together for this course. So, Patricia, thank you. So, what a great job you did. Any other questions? Ruth.
Of course. I'm looking through, starting at the beginning of this, and at the bottom of the first page, there's some where the scriptures came from. And that's easy to go by, gateway.com, just look them up. But then you get over to the next page, and there's gotoquestions.org, interpreting scriptures, Now, if I had this online, I could link through that document, I get there. But if I have it just as this, then I have to type this whole thing out.
Right.
So, how important is it that I get to be able to read more than
people? On that particular one, okay, is gotquestions.com, okay? And it's an amazing site, because you can type in what your question is, and it refers you to other. Then it's got an advanced search, and it tells you what all the resources are. I would offer to send it to you. I am having problems with Verizon. I am at the point right now where I can't even get online anymore, so I can't send anybody anything. My apologies. Hopefully we'll get that resolved, and then next time I can just forward it to you.
Okay.
Before you leave, if you'd like, please take time to look at the different types of Bibles. There's everything from, you know, I've heard there's such a thing as an interlinear. What in the world is an interlinear Bible? What's a Hebrew-Greek study Bible? Thank you, Chris. So we've got a whole bunch of them on the table there for you to look at, including the big, big one, which is the one that I had when I made the presentation upstairs in the auditorium. That's the Bible that's over 150 years old that was in use during the Civil War. And it was probably being used someplace in there. There's also a paper that's got a family name on it. Now, I don't know who they are, but whenever I get to that paper in there, I always say, Lord, obviously they're not alive anymore, but you know what? Bless their descendants and help them. May their descendants come to know you as a result of this Bible. So, thank you. You've been a good group. I'm going to be going over to the picnic at full time, so if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask.
Thank you.